Welcome back to Considerations from the Capitol. From the Deeper Dive Podcast, my name is Bill Winnell, as always joined by Father Larry Swink. Good morning, Father.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Today is Thursday, the third week of Easter, and Father will reflect on today's first reading from the book of Acts. The angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, "Get up and head south on the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, the desert route." So he got up and set out. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace, that is, the queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury, who had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit said to Philip, "Go and join up with that chariot." Philip ran up and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How can I unless someone instructs me?" So he invited Philip to get in and sit down with him. This was the scripture passage he was reading. "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation justice was denied him. Who will tell of his posterity? For his life is taken from the earth." Then the eunuch said to Philip in reply, "I beg you, about whom is the prophet saying this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture passage, he proclaimed Jesus to him. And they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, there is water. What is to prevent me from being baptized?" Then he ordered the chariot to stop, and Philip and the eunuch both went down into the water, and he baptized him. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, but continued on his way rejoicing. Philip came to Azotus and went proclaiming the good news to all the towns until he reached Caesarea. Father.
Okay, so I'm gonna hit John 6, 53 and on, or 52 and on tomorrow, and talk about the true presence. But today, which was the gospel, and today I want to kind of focus on this this incident with Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. Now, notice he's coming back from worship. Remember, in the temple, there was a courtyard for Gentiles, and actually Gentiles, even though they weren't Jewish, they would go and worship God in that area. They would pray. There's a place for them to pray. And obviously he's searching for God in prayer, and he went to go worship God in the area of the Gentiles in the temple. So you can see this guy is like searching in prayer for who is God, but he's also reading the scriptures. So he's very interested in finding out who is the true God. And the Holy Spirit tells Philip to go to all places, Gaza. Well, you can't make that up, huh? He says, go to the get up and head south on the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, the desert route. And we need Philip to go to Gaza right now. So he got up and set out. And it says that this is pretty bold. The Holy Spirit tells Philip, go up and join him in the chair, like jump in his car. You know, like, what? I mean, it's almost like someone's at a stoplight and you're like, hey, can I get in? And you overhear them listen to Christian music. And he says, do you understand what you are reading? And then here's just a classic, you know, line that it's sort of like today's culture. How can I unless someone instructs me? You know, how many kids just have zero faith today in the United States of America as their parents tell them nothing about God? They know nothing about morality or, you know, what the meaning of life is, what true love is, you know, who God is, what mercy is, what truth is, because no one instructs them. I just think that we stop there. I mean, even as priests, I was sitting there pondering today, like, gosh, I mean, how many, you know, woe is me if like my people don't know the truth after being in a parish for 6 years. You know, in other words, or any parish, I mean, they don't know the basics of the faith because, but it's just that question is sort of, it echoes from, you know, 2000 years ago today, how can I know unless someone instructs me? And so Philip gets and sits with him. And then he just a beautiful job of interpreting the prophet Isaiah. They're saying, this is Jesus Christ. And then the eunuch is so moved by his explanation. He wants to be baptized immediately, which is like, hey, let's pull over. And there's a Catholic church. Let's go baptize you. You know, it's just an amazing depiction of what can happen if we let the Holy Spirit use us to evangelize other people. I'm not saying, like, you know, any of us should jump in someone's car today and just, you know, if we hear Christian music blaring in their car and ask them, do you know what you're talking about, what you're listening to? But the question is like, have you ever asked the Holy Spirit to use you to help someone know Christ better? You know, I find that for myself, a lot of times, you know, any place I go, there's always people that just don't really know better. Like when a couple comes in for marriage to be prepared for the sacrament of matrimony, there's such a huge opportunity to talk about Christ, marriage, but not just marriage, but even like the Eucharist. And like, you know, who's God and what is the purpose of life? And a lot of times we have these opportunities to help people to know God. And it's one of the necessary components of being a Christian is to help others to know God. But we have to know Him ourselves through prayer and also through our own personal, formation. So anyway, today, I guess the readings would say there are a lot of Ethiopian eunuchs out there. And they don't know God, and many times it's not their fault. And you know, they were brought up in essence by wolves, maybe, you know, and like they didn't really, a wolf actually is going to be this weekend. A wolf is someone who teaches bad doctrine, or doesn't teach them at all. So today, just ask the Lord, you know, how can I, Lord, if there's someone you want me to help me to stop and help them. And to give them some kind of sense of who Jesus Christ is and how He wants to help them and save them. God bless.